Mystery Jeff, Saturday nights on 92.9 The Beat.
The Mystery Hour. It's Springfield's best and only late night talk show. I host it. It's on TV. I swear it is. Come on. All right. So one of the things I do for that is I do things I've noticed. These are things I've noticed, things I've observed. You guys might relate. Maybe so, maybe not. All right. I've noticed that there's nothing like a trip to the dentist to make you question your whole appearance. I've noticed a ring is just an incorrectly named hole. I've noticed that millennials like to use the internet to complain that they wish they were born in a more simple time. I've noticed I tried to listen to a deep focus Spotify station, but I found it highly distracting. I've noticed that it's funny how, are you stressed out? Here, squeeze this tiny ball, fueled a whole official office product industry. I've noticed that my primary source for news some days is my angriest outspoken Facebook friends. It's very true. I've noticed that few things reawaken one's zest for life, like almost being locked in a bathroom stall. I've noticed that I'd like to open a costume shop for magicians called Fabra Cadabra. All right. I've noticed that decaf coffee, for people who want the surprising diarrhea without any of the benefits of coffee. I've noticed that I want to get a clock that looks like a pheasant, so I can have friends over and point to it and say, "No time like the pheasant." I've noticed that my son emulates everything I do, and I always want to ask him, "Are you sure? Are you sure I'm the guy for that? You sure? There's some better ones." I've noticed that naming your child Destiny is the perfect way to ensure she has a horrible one. Ugh, that's mean. That one's not nice. I've noticed that the early worm gets eaten. Sleep in, worms. Okay, that's things I've noticed. Sorry, Destinies.
You're listening to Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.
It's time for viral video. Weekend is the weekend for viral videos. I want to keep you guys updated on all the coolest trends in terms of viral videos, because you got to know what they are and you need all different media platforms to figure things out these days. So I'm going to use the radio to tell you about a viral video. So here's what I'm looking at right now. It's got a squirrel and he's in a tree. Okay. So then the person zooms in and what's that? Oh, the squirrel's eating a donut. You guys should see this. If you could see this, I guarantee you would love it. You would totally love it. It's the squirrel. He's just eating. There he goes. He's eating some more. He has like a whole donut and he's just kind of eating it some more. Yeah. Okay. Let's move on to the next one. Oh, here's a guy. He's at a museum. Oh, and it's in Washington, D.C. And he goes up to the glass. He's looking at it. And then a shark's going by and he's just kind of looking. He has his hand up against the glass again. He's touching it. And then, oh, it wasn't one. It was a fake. It was a video one. That's actually really funny. You guys, if you could see it, you'd love it. Because then the shark's like, "Ah, I'm going to get you." And the guy's like, "Oh, no." And he falls down. I'm telling you, if you guys could see this one, you would love it. He just falls down. It happened again. Oh, my gosh. This is good radio. Okay, let's look here. We got a dog. And he's coming inside. And he's just kind of barking. And barking like a white, like one of those dogs where they just kind of mix some fancy breeds together. And there's a box, and he's real suspicious. Then in the box, oh, it's a puppy. You guys should see this puppy. It's a cute puppy. I'm telling you guys, if you could see this, if you could see it, you would love it. Okay.
Saturday nights with Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.
Five-word advice for teens. That is the thing. That's what's trending. And so people use the hashtag five-word advice for teens. And here are some of them. And then I'll add some of my own as well. High school is just temporary. Yeah. Adulthood is responsibility, not freedom. Being cool doesn't really matter. Those are great ones. What about Lunchables taste like dog food? Okay. What about track practice doesn't get you. That's five. Okay, here's some more. High school, useless. College, priceless. Oh, you will never use algebra. Yeah. Spend time with your grandparents. These are really sweet. What about your neighbor doesn't love you? That's very specific for the kid whose neighbor, they have a crush on their neighbor. Not like an old lady neighbor, but like someone their age. Okay, what about prom is overrated? Just kidding. You missed it. You missed prom. These are mean. Okay, let's go to some nicer ones. Let's see. Don't take advice from strangers. That's cute. Look up from your screens. That's nice. Facts don't care about feelings. Do what's right. Not easy. Don't grow up too fast. Okay, what about your car is worse than theirs? That's six. Doesn't count. What about the cool kids know things? Oh, man. This is bad radio. We'll be back.
You're listening to Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.
Hey, I'm not Bruce Cauldron. I'm Jeff. And I have Bruce Cauldron here in the studio with me. Bruce does our celebrity news, and he hates celebrity news. And he's ready to do it. Are you ready to do it, Bruce?
No, I hate this. All right, Kimmel versus Hannity. Jimmy tries to end the feud. Jimmy Kimmel on Sunday said he wanted to end his feud with Sean Hannity. He apologized to anyone offended during their back and forth. Wow, that was really nice. The comedian is the bigger man here. All right. Kate Hudson is pregnant and expecting a baby girl. I don't know her, and I won't know her baby. All right. Jenny Garth's third husband, Dave Abrams, files for divorce after 2 years of marriage. Okay, who is that? All right. Russell Crowe's jockstrap sells for $7,000 at divorce auction. What? What's happening? What happened to us? What happened to us as a society that we're buying Russell Crowe's jockstrap for $7,000? Who's doing that? All right. Someone who just loves Australian jockstraps? All right. Arnold Schwarzenegger feels great after discharge from hospital following open heart surgery. That's lovely. Actually, that was lovely. Okay. Let's see here. What else we got? Kenya Moore is expecting first child with Mark Daly. Oh, good. Some strangers did the whole cycle of life thing. Great. What's my takeaway here? What am I supposed to do with this? All right. Let's see here. Oh, Property Brothers star Jonathan Scott and girlfriend Jacinta Kuznetsov split. Oh, wow. Good. I don't care. Don't have me back. All right, Bruce. Thanks for being here.
You're listening to Mystery Jeff.
Mystery Jeff. On 92.9 The Beat.
Hey, here's some news. Muscular men make the worst boyfriends. This is according to a study from the University of Westminster. Stronger men make awful boyfriends. I've been saying this forever. I am not strong physically. I am not physically strong or emotionally or in any way strong. And I've been trying to tell my wife this for years. Okay, so of the 327 men in the study, the more muscular the participant, the more likely he was to have sexist beliefs and hostility towards women. That's interesting. The study authors said, oftentimes men who are already sexist strive to be muscular because that upholds their idea of what a real man should look like. That's interesting. I try to tell my wife when I'm standing there in dark dress socks and whitey tidies and pale, pasty, I don't know. I have arms like a cheese stick, not like a yellow one, like a white cheese stick. Where you're like, I don't know what kind of cheese this is. So I'm trying to tell my wife, as I'm standing there in dress socks, tidy whities, cheese stick arms, hey, just be happy I don't look better. Be happy this is what you got. Otherwise, I'd be sexist, if I understand that right. So guys, tonight, when you get home from wherever you're at, go back to your girlfriend, your wife, your fiance, and stand there, tidy whities, dress socks, and say, be happy you have this, or else I'd be horrible. It only makes sense.
Mystery Jeff, Saturday nights on 92.9 The Beat.
Parents. Babies. They go together. The parents make the babies. The babies are there. So it's hard to know what to do when you have a baby because it's hard to know what's going on for the weekend. So, you know, you often hear about all these like cool things like what's going on for a pub crawl. What's the latest get together? What concerts are happening? But here it is just for people with babies. All right, parents, looking at the schedule here, this weekend, Saturday night, let's go from tonight into tomorrow. Tonight, we got your living room. You can walk into your living room with your baby and go there. Sit down for a while. Couch is open all night. Living room, baby. Tonight, starting in about 10 minutes. Okay, now with babies, you can't really do much outside of the house because you got to feed them and then they got to go down for a nap or for bedtime. So looking at the schedule here, coming up in about a half hour, you can wander around the dining room. So that's I got that down here on the calendar. Someone submitted it onto our calendar, onto the website. You got a baby, what you gonna do.gov. Now, so we got right after this, head to the living room, couch is available. After that, you can wander around. Now, I should note, couch is available if your baby's okay with sitting down. Because mine isn't. You can't sit down. He wants to be held, but not sit down. Because somehow babies can tell if you're sitting down. All right, coming up on the babies, parents, calendar. Looks like we got kitchen. You can go into your kitchen and kind of like open the fridge and then kind of wander around and then open the fridge again because this is your time to gain weight because you're just at your house all the time. There's nothing else you can do. You're at your house. So you just kind of eat a lot and you just keep eating. And you're like, I need to cure this boredom with eating. Don't get me wrong. I love my baby. I love having a baby, but you have to be at your house the whole time. All right. So first up, we got the living room. Then there's the dining room after that. Then we said the kitchen. Then there's a big event going on in the bedroom tonight. You guys are going to love this. It's where you just kind of wander around in your bedroom and you look at your bed and say, I remember I used to sleep in that. That was awesome. That was awesome. You know how bars close like between 1 and 1:30 or so? Not with a baby. Because late night, tonight, 3 a.m., the party gets started in the baby's room. Don't set an alarm. They're your alarm. You go into the baby's room. Guess what's in there? The baby. Guess what they want? Food or poopy diaper or to be held. Guess what you're going to do? That. And Sunday, just repeat all those things. All right. That's what's happening this weekend for parents of babies. I'm so tired.
You're listening to Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.
Pineapple whip. It's an extremely Springfield thing. People love it. And then there are other people that like it. Those are the two categories. There are two type of people in Springfield. Two type of people in Springfield. People that love pineapple whip and people that like pineapple whip. Okay, so these are the reactions people have when trying pineapple whip for the first time. There's milk in this, right? Hey, why is that woman up there shaking? Put some clothes on her. Oh, this is good. My hands are sticky. I can't unstick them. Saliva is not powerful enough for the pineapple whip. Oh, this is the most fun I've had in a parking lot. That's another thing people might say the first time enjoying pineapple whip. Because fun in parking lots is a pretty low standard. There's not much fun you can have in a parking lot generally, except high school kids. High school kids are just hanging out in parking lots all the time. All the time. I did it. You go to a parking lot and hang out because you're like, I got a car. He's got a car. She's got a car. Let's go to a parking lot to prove we all have cars to each other. Next one. Oh, my hands are sticky. Let's see. Oh, lastly, my thigh got sticky. Why, how'd this get on here? It just dripped. Those are things you say when you're enjoying pineapple whip for the first time or anytime. Go hang out in a parking lot.
Saturday nights with Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.
All right, we're back, everybody. It's time for this great commercial I heard. It's everyone knows and loves both Brad Bradshaw and Aaron Sachs. They're ubiquitous, if you know what that means. They're ever-present is another way of saying it. And they recently just started making their billboards just one phone number. Just one number you just punch over and over and over and over and over. Oh no, somebody wronged me. What should I call? I don't know. 333-333-333-333-333-333. I can do that. Yes, I'm traumatized. However, I can press one number over and over and over. So, Aaron Sachs plus Brad Bradshaw. Sachs-Sachshaw. This is really cool. Let's play it now. Click. I'm Sachs-Sachshaw, and I'm not just a lawyer. I'm also a physician, a surgeon, a ninja, a Amish, a freelance graphic designer, part-time assassin, and I'm the one providing the closed captioning for this commercial. Level 4 swimmer, tennis instructor, walker of dogs. You like those bike helmets? Those came from me. A sturgeon, alpaca, mind reader, Jeopardy contestants. I love motorcycles in America. Just call me at 444-433-333-333-3311111. That's not a real commercial. In case Sachs-Sachshaw is listening, it's not a real commercial. I made it up. Don't call those phone numbers. I don't know if those phone numbers are right. That was me the whole time. I don't want to get sued. They're wonderful people. They contribute to our society. Oh, no, don't sue me.
You're listening to Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Everyone goes to the movies, right? Except for parents of babies. Then you remember going to the movies? Okay, so here are my favorite things to say when squeezing past someone in a movie theater. I'm like going to my seat. Oh, yeah, oh yeah, I'll open your credits. Hey, leave the gripping to the key grip is what I'll say. I'll say, I'm so sorry. Excuse me. You're not missing anything. I'm sorry. This is not working. Both me trying to squeeze past you and this as a bit on the radio. I didn't figure out everything I was going to say. Excuse me. I'm sorry. I just figured out some of it. I'm sorry. Excuse me. Then I thought I'd be able to just kind of improvise some more, but I'm not doing that well. So excuse me. I'm sorry. Excuse me. I'm sorry. Oh, a second. I thought it would go better than this, but it's not. This is me struggling. The sounds you hear are not me struggling pretending to get past someone in the movie theater. It's just me struggling as a radio host to say things that someone might find interesting. So I'm sorry. Excuse me. I apologize to you, the listener. I'm going to stop now. This somehow is going to go on the radio, and it shouldn't. I'm sorry.
You're listening to Mystery Jeff.
Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.